Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, with this hospital privatisation plan, who are the winners and losers here?
Well, look, you know, it really remains to be seen. It could be that there's some companies that make a lot of money out of it, so they could win, but it could also be that the government sets the costs around the privatisation so low that you actually end up with companies that can't afford to deliver what they promised in the tendering process, and that's really what we saw most recently at Royal North Shore with the cleaning and portering services when they were privatised.
Now, is this a step towards an American system in terms of medical care?
Well, you know, to be really like an American system, I think you'd have to have two factors. You'd have to have these privatised hospitals, potentially. It's one thing that could influence it, but you also need the insurance-driven care. And that's really something that would happen at a federal level rather than a state level. And you know, it is something that we're seeing potentially could happen. I mean, we're seeing a federal government that has made sounds like it is interested in expanding private health care, in expanding it potentially into GP care. So, I wouldn't rule it out, but I think at the moment we are a long, long way from the American system.
Maybe that's a bit more of a scare tactic. But if these hospitals were to become private, is it possible that if everything was to go to plan, they could still provide the level of service that the community expects, in particular to those who rely on the public health system? Could it work?
Look, I think it could work, but there are a lot of risks. And, you know, the fact is we have a very efficient healthcare system as it is. Australia actually spends, I think, about right in the middle of the OECD average on healthcare. We don't, despite all the rhetoric you hear about increasing healthcare costs, we're actually in a pretty good place. And it's something that the community really values and wants money spent on. So I think you have to be very careful when you're putting a business with a profit motive that needs to make profit out of something that's already working on very, very, very thin margins and which the community values very, very highly. So, you know, there is a danger there. And certainly the history of privatisation in New South Wales and really across the country has been that they really haven't gone very well when it comes to the healthcare setting.
Could this be a case of the state government trying to get out of funding the healthcare system? The healthcare system is a chronically underfunded sector. You could argue that you can never have enough funding for it. Is this the government trying to fill the gap, so to speak?
I think it could be. I mean, the state government is in a very difficult position with health at the moment. Basically, when Kevin Rudd was in, he promised to change the structure of funding so that the federal government would actually be funding sort of real increases in costs rather than CPI increases. Mm. And as soon as the Liberal Party took over, they reneged on that deal. So basically, you've got state governments that, you know, really don't have enough income in the form of tax to fund the increasing growth in healthcare costs. So it has to come from the federal government. And at the moment, the federal government on either side, in fact, the Labor Party reneged on that deal at the last election too, but either side hasn't really been willing to commit the level of funding that's needed. And I think, you know, Liberal government, they probably don't really politically want to pick too much of a fight with the federal government. So, you know, it's very unclear exactly where you're supposed to get the money from, not only for the future operating costs of hospitals, but also to build these new hospitals. I mean, we have a terrible infrastructure lag in hospitals in New South Wales, and a lot of our hospitals are really, really old and in desperate need of renovation and expansion. So, you know, there's a real problem there that I think, you know, they may be trying to fix with private sector investment. But I also think it's an ideological thing that, you know, the dominant kind of view in politics right now is that private is always more efficient. It's debatable whether that's the case when it comes to healthcare, but I think that there is an ideological element as well.
Of course, it does sound ideological. And I do remember the arguments a few years ago, the federal government planning to cut the healthcare funding in the hopes that the state governments would pick it up. But this has kind of come out of left field almost. Is this because it is such an unpopular decision? How likely is this to get through Parliament?
Look, I don't know actually how likely it is to get through Parliament. Even state Labor, you know, they've really gone, they've sort of flip-flopped around a bit on whether they support public-private partnerships. I thought, you know, I was their health editor at the Sydney Morning Herald for quite a few years and a health reporter there for quite a while before that. And, you know, they seem to sort of oscillate year to year on whether they supported it. So, yeah, it remains to be seen. I mean, you know, Gillian Skinner has been reasonably consistent on saying that there's nothing wrong with public-private partnerships. She outsourced the new cancer centre, the Chris O'Brien Cancer Centre at RPA, so all the patients there now go to this not-for-profit but private provider. She did it at Royal North Shore, so, you know, but it hasn't been a political issue, and I think partly that's because of the way she's arranged the privatisation, that she does it in a clever way where it sort of puts off any political pain from it.
A little bit of sneaky politics there, maybe?
Or clever politics.
Oh, yeah, it depends which side of the fence you are on.
That's right.
We will have to leave it there, Amy, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.